Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
But we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's Word today, we become the true reflection of His Word. You will be blessed.
Ourselves to prayer, and we are not praying without understanding. We know that it remains the ancient platforms for intervention. The Bible says Elijah was a man of like passion. He started by equating Elijah to the common man. He was a man of like passion, nothing different from him and you. He said there's only something he did, but he prayed. He prayed. He prayed. He prayed. See, the prayer necessity of your department. The prayer necessity of your department. I'm not just talking about the place where you serve. The area God has called you to be a witness in. You know, when you enter the celestial order, you will realize that angels know that there are different activities going on, different responsibilities to go right to different people. So you will hear an angel telling John the Beloved that, don't worship me. I am one of your fellow brethren from the company of the prophet. From the prophet. Another angel will tell John, don't worship me. I am one of your fellow brethren from the company of those who keep what? The commandments of God. It means that as long as we are concerned, we belong in different categories, different assignments, different clans in the spirit. The prayer quorum it will take for your clan to show up, you must touch it. A prophet will not pray like a teacher. If there is something brewing upon your destiny, requiring you to traverse the realm, to enter into the divine and come out with hidden things, it means you will live more, you will live more in the secret place because you will need to be entering and coming out. A person whose ordination is to transact in deep waters and maybe quench the thirst of a generation, maybe bring some level of ventilation to the afflicted. When you see him praying for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, there's no need to compare yourself with him. You are carrying something for a generation. He is trying to bring succor and increase his bank account. That's why what we are doing, there's no need to explain yourself to anybody. No need to explain why you pray the way you pray. No need to even explain why prayer is an emphasis in your life. Let everybody mind their business. Amen. Hallelujah. Please welcome. I'm by your right. We have yet a journey in prayer to embark in. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 22, we see Daniel telling the king, after the king has made an impossible request for a man, the Bible says he revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. In verse 47, The Bible says, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal these secrets. Please tell somebody by your side, the revealer of secrets. The Bible says, call unto me and I will answer you. The answer I will give you is to show you great and mighty things which you do not know of. Great and mighty things that is not your common knowledge. Great and mighty things that is not available for the common man. Great and mighty things that is not at surface level. Great and mighty things that are veiled from the eye of common man. He says, you will need to call upon me first. And if you find mercy, I will answer you. My answer is to reveal great and mighty things which you do not know of. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2 and verse 3. The Bible says, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. He says, I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness. Please say, treasures of darkness. And the hidden riches of secret places. The treasures of darkness. The treasures of darkness. Touch somebody by your side. Say, the treasures of darkness. God is saying, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches that is in secret places. For one reason, that thou mayest know that I am the God that has called you by name. The reason why he puts that emphasis by name, he's trying to tell you, I am the author of your life. I ordain your path. I reserve the seasons of your rising. Your times are in my hands. I know what to do to lift you up. Say, I am the God that call you by name. I am the God of Israel. What is it about secrets being veiled, being hidden? The Bible says, the secret things of the Lord, he says, they are with them that fear him. He revealeth to them as he wills. That the hidden and secret things of God, they are with them that fear him. Now remember, we are taking a journey deliberately because it's just a charge. The moment you are born, chances are that you will be educated to believe many things about yourself that are outrightly the opinion of men about you. And the opinion of men will consistently fall short of your true identity and your true capacity. We have been indoctrinated to embrace many faulty perspectives from those of us who think that our worth and our identity is shaped and defined by a certificate that we currently hold. And so just because that certificate cannot open a door for you because of the economy of the nation, you are moody, you are depressed, you are so downcasted, you look at your life from the lens of that wrong perception of yourself. It says, call upon me and I will answer you. My answer is, I will show you great and mighty things about yourself that you do not know. You see, it's because of interventions like this. That's why a man can be believing something, and when a moment of intervention comes, the salutation the realm gives him is a proof that they know who you are, even if you don't believe it. He came to Gideon while he was hiding as a coward. He looked at him and gave him a strange salutation. Thou mighty man of valor. The moment that salutation came, the guy adjusted. He realized that in the realm that matter, there is a stature, there is a realm that gives me some level of credence. Although physically I look maligned, I look like a coward, there is a realm that knows my identity. He says, I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know of. It is not for man that walketh to direct his step. you do not know yourself. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know of. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know of. That showing, it is God opening your eyes to a reality. It means that there are hidden things that the moment you come into the knowledge of, the moment the revealer of mysteries open your eye to that which is hidden about your life. It is because of this detail that is why even Satan cannot actually come to a total conclusion about what your true identity is. Even Jesus, he was second guessing. Jesus has already announced he is a child of God. He is the Son of God. Satan was still probing, if you are. The Bible says, if they knew, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Meaning that there is a part of your manifestation that must be hosted by a mystery. If not, if you can be read at surface level, your life is doomed. It means they can occasion all kinds of stumbling blocks to resist that which is perceived about you. But the moment there is a side of your life that is veiled in mysteries, that even you will not know, it is the revealer of mysteries that will show you great and mighty things which you do not know of. It is on that day, suddenly, it will be like you have been living for years in a wrong perception, in a wrong identity, and they open your eyes to who you are. And then every journey, every dealing, every denial, every process begins to make sense. Because in the context when mysteries are revealed, you will know why you went through every detail. It is because there is a season when your appearing is due. And it is in such a time men must labor. He says the labor of the foolish, it wearieth all of them because they know not the way to the city. You will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So there will be many ways, many recommendations, many public opinion, but there is a voice that has your way, and it is that voice you'll be listening to. He says, you shall hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Tonight, I want to give you just 5 minutes before we take another layer of reality. I need you to ask him, the revealer of mysteries, the one who can actually bring us into the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. You may think Nigeria is dry until the treasures of darkness are unveiled. Suddenly you will realize why Isaac didn't run when everybody ran from the land. He remained in the land, and in that same year, the Bible says he sowed. When everybody thought there was famine, there was the treasure of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. The Bible says, and on that year, he reaped a hundredfold harvest. Hundredfold harvest for a land that is perceived to be in famine. There is a treasure only darkness can host. There are riches that are in secret places. Men don't stumble upon it by reason of information. They don't know about it by reason of wisdom. Knowledge cannot make it available to you. It must be revealed by a mystery. Show me. Show me. That's somebody's prayer. Show me great and mighty things which I do not know of. I accept I don't know myself. For it is not for man that walketh to direct his step. You will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way. Tonight I invite men and women who are tired of following the multitude, tired of following the crowd. And you know that there is a customized map, there is a customized path for your destiny. You are not supposed to escort the audience. What is the way for my destiny, O God? This is the way, this is the way, this is the way, walk in it. That I may not
We labor in like a fool, that I may not. We labor in like a fool, the labor of fools. It wearies them, the labor of fools. It wearies them, show me too, you are feeding. Show me things you are breathing. Hey. Ancient love, ancient one, show me things. I am the Lord that calleth you by name. I know you. I know you. Before I formed thee in your mother's womb, he says, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you. I am the Lord that calleth thee by name. I know your name. Hi. In laboring like a fool, that I may not. We labor in like a fool, the labor of fool. It wearies them, it wearies them, the labor of fool. Listen. Listen. There are many secrets. There are many secrets necessary to be unveiled for your life to make sense. There are things about your identity that are reserved as mysteries. It is for your own protection. It is for your own preservation. It is supposed to be a knowledge reserved for only people who explore by diligence, having separated yourself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. When that happens, you stumble upon something in the spirit. This kind of mysteries, they are not available at the surface. You cannot bully your way into it. You must meet the protocol of a realm. One of the first mysteries that must be unveiled to a man whose life will make any relevant stride on earth is the secret of your name. Many people are running by identities that in no way actually supports or even has any bearing or resonance with their mission here on earth. I have seen people who were named by emotion. People were named by just, creativity. People just met and say, what do you think about the name Ella? What do you think? What do you think? Go and see how the patriarch's name. A name is a prophecy bestowed on the destiny. And the prophecy is not coined out of man's wisdom. It is because it was received. A virgin shall be with child. She shall conceive. His name shall be called Emmanuel, because he shall save his people from their sins. So that Emmanuel is to explain why he is entering time. Every time you call him that name, you repeat that prophecy over his life. So it means a name is not for identification. A name is not to call your attention. A name is the loudest prophecy over your life. How many parents accurately got the name that unlocked the destiny of their children? So even in the days of the patriarch, a man was named. Even in the days where men fraternized with the holy altars, they misnamed people. An angel looked at Jacob, having begged, having wrestled, having fought through the night. Bless me, I will not let you go. The angel looked at him and said, if blessing is your demand, what is your name, so that we put a blessing on it? Because if they want to bless you, they will say, blessed be Amos, son of Itodo. But the guy now introduced himself. When they checked the record, the name he is bearing on earth is not consistent with what he was supposed to carry, because he was carrying a blessing that has traveled from generation to generation. It was in him that the continuation of Abrahamic blessing was resting, and he was bearing Jacob, his supplanter. The angel says, seeing that there is already an error, what I will do for you is that I will change your name. I will only give you Espo. I will tell you what we call you there. If you can choose to start bearing it, it's a blessing. How can a blessing a man is asking for be a name? They just changed the name, and that was the blessing. The angel did not say you are giving corn and wine, you are giving length of days. He says your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. See, I need somebody tonight to be brutal enough. See, you know, Jabez came to a point where he just realized that everything he was doing, there was this aura of stagnation, aura of pain, aura of all forms of resistance. And he saw that he was living more honorable than all his brothers. He kept the laws of God. He kept the commandments of God. He did not live violently. And he realized that the dividends of consecration were far from his borders. He knew that there was need to probe a matter. When he went to God and was begging God, oh, that thou will bless me and change my course. See what the Bible said concerning him. The blessing God is giving Jabez, the Bible traced his affliction to the name given to him. That his mother called him Jabez because she bore him in sorrow. And on the strength of that, that whole name set his destiny in a different course. Tonight, I don't care what they call you. You see, my biological father told me something. Before I came to him, he told me one day that a name was given to him. Call this child this name. But it's a Roman name. It's not popular. It's the name of one of the emperors. So in order to stay with popular stuff, how can you bear Wuya? James Wuya. How can you be bearing such a name? And that is now your foundation. And for you, because there is no spiritual intelligence, you think it does not matter. Later you will find out that everything around your life resonates with your name. Your name is the loudest prophecy over your life. Thou mighty man of valor. The first thing he changed was his identity. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the honor of kings to search it out. And he has made us unto our God kings and priests. So if we are those kings, it is our honor to search out the hidden things concealed, hidden from the foundation of the world concerning our identity. Your first question concerning ordination is, who am I? And you cannot answer that question effectively until you have stumbled on this mystery. Is which name unlocks this identity? Which name resonates with my purpose? Take 1 minute anywhere you are. And if you don't pray, I don't know what to tell you again. So many things you are hidden for years to come. Show me things you have hidden from the eyes of pride, that I may not be laboring like a fool, that I may not be laboring like Mumu, the labor of fool. It wearies them, the labor of fools. Who am I? Who am I? Someone will be searching tonight. It is the honor of kings to search it out. Search it out like an archaeologist. You are digging deep in the spirit. Who am I? What name unlocks this destiny? I'm not a failure. I'm not weak. I'm a warrior. Oh, I'm a savior over my generation. A deliverer over my destiny. Territories are waiting for my rising. A generation is looking on, hoping that I will come out so that in my light they can see light. I know who I am. I know who I am. I know who I am. My identity is not in the mouth of any man. I contemplated on the excellent laws of God, and I stumbled upon my identity. So no man can take this thing from me. I know who I am. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? That is the opinion of men. That is the opinion of men. There are capacities locked up on your inside. There are dimensions hidden within you. Even you don't know you. You don't know you. You don't know you. Join me by prayer tonight. It is the honor of kings to search it out. Search it out. Search it out. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Listen, I did not do anything by creativity, especially as it pertains to the calling of God upon my life. There was no plan for ministry. God is my witness. My singular plan was to go and look for a job after my MSc in Abuja. Get a nice apartment beside Kosa. Cut a young, godly, beautiful damsel. Start a family. And just enjoy life as young believers. Loving Jesus together. Don't you like that picture I've painted? Guess what? The day I came back from ABU, I was lying on my bed like this, and a vision came to me. I saw myself in Anguan Yeruwa field, inside this LEA field, and I saw an elderly man. He walked up to me and said, "Spirits of confusion are coming." That's all he told me. In other words, there could be capacity in me to be a watcher over a territory, but it was never unlocked until the day the revealer of mysteries came and use responsibility to unlock something. They carried a tax and drop on you based on their knowledge of your capacity, your wiring from the studio of eternity. They know what if they put on you now. Something in you will come out. You will not even know until they put you under heat. Until you are squeezed to the wall. Then you will now realize you had it in you all along. Sometimes it will take affliction for that which is locked up on your inside to be unveiled. And when God begins to orchestrate the seasons, that will open you up to the things hidden on your inside. Even you will think you are actually going through affliction. You will not know that it is destiny that is about to be unveiled. It is destiny. So I stood on the bed. And an elderly man, spirits of confusion are coming. So why would you tell me spirits are coming? The moment the word coming left his mouth, it resonated like an echo, and inside my spirit, a prayer hunger started. I started praying inside the vision. I didn't know that physically I was praying. While I was praying in the vision, I started hearing sound of many voices also praying. So I opened my eyes in the vision, and I saw young men and women, many, groaning in prayer. Then the man whispered again to me. He says, "The spirits have been resisted." The moment he said resisted, my leg started suspending in the vision. So I was raised into the air. I then saw people arranging people. I saw people trying to organize the rowdiness inside those people praying. I saw some people trying to minister to certain people who were already at positions that were not so healthy for them. I knew immediately when I got up, this is what God will have me do. I did not go to any pastor's conference and they say 5 ways to start a ministry. Number one, developing, catching him. Then I sit down and I say, which name now will make sense? What do I call it? If you see my friend Pastor John, ask him when God gave us the name Anakazu. We were gisting in Baka Street. We just finished our WAEC road jam waiting for admission. We were together inside his room. And we were talking. The conversation switched into spiritual narratives. We began to talk about scripture. All of a sudden, we began to prophesy that there is a move that will come into Kaduna. The spirit of prophecy took hold of our vocal cord. And the name of that convergence, it shall be called Anakazo. And it means the compelling power of the Holy Ghost. The day it came, nobody was planning to open church. After that name was given, it will take the next 4 years before we hold our first meeting. The revealer of mysteries. If you travel by your own wisdom, journey by your own inspiration, use your own creativity, the arm of the flesh, it will fail man. So now there are two ladies that are your friends, and you just say, Lord, both of them are born again. So in pain, sakabim, in pain, out. Hi, Jesus. The revealer of mysteries. Sometimes you go to him. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he, with that, he does not direct those who don't acknowledge him. Direction is for people who acknowledge. They are the ones that are the benefactors of direction. In all your ways, in all. Sometimes you carry your list to him. They cancel the whole list. That's where you know that your human wisdom is limited. By your own human wisdom, this is the best thing. It has to be between these two. As you go like this, he will now be quiet. When you insist, you journey further. He will now tell you, let me not hear these names again. Show me things you have hidden. That I may not be laboring like a fool. That I may not be laboring like a fool. The labor of fool. Are done colliding with the mystery of your name. There is a name every man has with God. He says, I am the God that calleth thee by name. If God wants to call you now, he is most likely not going to call you God. Believe me. He will call you the meaning of your name. For example, for Gideon, if you are able to interpret what mighty man of valor is, that is the meaning of it. Is the meaning of his name, they called him. It is your name that is your identity. They announce your identity. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Who am I? Who am I? You see, listen, for those of you who are not taking what I'm sharing serious now, one small and tiny detail of information can change your life forever. Just imagine if I ignore that encounter now. Just imagine. Maybe I will be stuck somewhere on one desk, feeling very lost because I am not fulfilling destiny, because there will be something on my inside resonating with my purpose, knowing that you have an assignment on earth. Nations. Do you know how many people have come to Jesus because of me? Do you know how many nations have been set on fire? Do you know how many nations reach out to us on a daily basis? Do you know how many testimonies enter my email every day about deliverances, encounters, salvations? And you can afford to just ignore the impulse, the broadcast of the spirit, and be doing your own thing. And be the author and finisher of your own life. You have not had any encounter with the revealer of mysteries. I am the God that calleth you by name. The second mystery a man must collide with is the mystery of your eternal ordination. If you don't know that mystery, you will actually fight and resist spiritual things that are ordained for your advantage. The mystery of your eternal ordination. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Meaning you are not a product of biological relation. You are older. You are older than time. There is something about you that only a human body gave you a ticket to enter here to fulfill it. The moment the knowledge of your eternal ordination rests upon you, you will know what noise is, what distraction is. You will know the things that don't hold water in your own script. You will discontinue running after the wind and following the multitude. You will stay in your own assignment. You will know what you have been called into. Look at what Daniel said. When all the children of Israel, at the time where the king gave the instruction for the captives to return back to Jerusalem, Daniel says, my place is here. Knowing fully well that he brings his own witness to kings, his witness is to shape the heart of different royals. He knew that his place was there. You would be so lost, you will second guess yourself over and over again. You will doubt your decisions over and over again, and you will make many costly mistakes if the mystery of your eternal ordination is not unveiled to you. I repeat it again, it is not of man that walketh to direct his step. You are not the one who gave yourself your purpose. This is why see, this is your phone now. You know you can on a torch inside it. But is the phone a torch? You can use a calculator app inside and do calculation. Is the phone a calculator? What is the basic purpose of the phone? To initiate connection. Now, all of these other things I've mentioned, is it in connection with the purpose of the phone? No. That calculation you are doing there, there's a calculator device that can be created to do calculator. These are only secondary possibilities, secondary purposes it can serve. It cannot replace the primary purpose of this design. What Satan does is that he lodges us totally all through our day. I have not even done anything in that regard. But this is what we do tonight. We are going to ask the one who shows us the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. We are going to ask the one who knows where the vein of the silver is. So that when men shall be saying that they're casting down, when people are escaping, running from a land, thinking that favor is in regions, thinking that favor and promotion is in, promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west. In other words, it's not hosted in location. Say it's from you. It's from you, O God. Except the Lord build a house, the laborer can labor, but his labor will be in vain. Except the Lord watcheth over his city, the watchman stayeth awake in vain. Somebody tonight, you will yield yourself helplessly before the altar of God. You see, this prayer is you and your God. You are going to tell him, you that is the author of my life, the programmer of my destiny, please show me great and mighty things. The gates of brass, the gates of brass, and cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give, and cut asunder the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness, you the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches of secret places. It's a posture of prayer. Lift up your eyes.
From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door.
Brother, can you give yourself to prayer? Can you stay? Can you stay for just some minutes more? Can you stay? Yes. Yes, we are almost there. The revealer of mysteries. Can you look upon me with mercy? Who am I? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Destiny is not in the hand of any man. You will need to strike an encounter with the author of your destiny, the revealer of mysteries. Kaduna State, a land plagued with many wars, a people shall rise. Prepared and equipped for the errand of the Lord. But the nations are with you. Nations are with you. Nations are with you. Ask of me. I will give you the hidden for your inheritance, the uttermost part of the world for your possession.
Transformation is sure by the word of God. To be a kingdom partner with AMI as we advance God's agenda, contact us on 080-35-234-762 or send us an email to anakazopartnership@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakazomissioninternational.ami. Join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655. +233 2676 7655. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.